Different if you do it quite often this way. Anyway, we're not going to have the reading, we're going to watch a video. And it's a smashing story about a Bible superhero. You know who it is. Does his name begin with G? With G? Gideon? No, it's not Jesus. No, this is a different Bible superhero. This one's all about Gideon. Let's stop talking and watch the video.
Crops in vast numbers, like a swarm of locusts, leaving nothing in their wake but destruction and desolation. The Israelites went on the defensive, hunkering down in caves, hiding in the mountains, and building protective strongholds. The nervous harvesters quickly reaped what they could and hid it away in anticipation of an imminent invasion. God had a plan to deliver Israel from the hand of Midian, and he had chosen just the man for the job. But God's choice seemed highly unlikely. Gideon was not a superhero by any stretch of the imagination. He was a victim of his society's ills, a man who had been influenced by the climate of cowardice that had crippled and enslaved the Israelites. He was such a prisoner of fear that he would hide in a winepress to thresh his small harvest of wheat. A winepress is no place to thresh wheat. But Gideon had chosen this inappropriate place because he was afraid of the Midianites. He was afraid of losing his harvest and his life, so he hid both underground. It was in this dungeon of fear that the Lord found Gideon, frustrated, trembling, and perspiring. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of fearless courage." No one would have anticipated the Lord's declaration that day. "Gideon," the Lord says, "you are a mighty man of fearless courage. Where others saw a coward, God saw a deliverer."
Well, we're going to find out a bit more about this superhero who isn't a superhero, who turns out to be a superhero now. And at the same time, Christine, I think, is going to do some group activity in the middle. How do we grade the qualification for the middle? Year two and younger, right. So if you're year two and younger, please go to the middle because Christine's got some super stuff for you. And if you're older than year two, I'm going to need some superheroes in a minute. So people will get something to do. I wonder how well known that story is to you. We picked up that really the key message already in it, that there was Gideon who thought he was anything but a superhero, and God sees him completely differently even before he's done anything to demonstrate he is a superhero. But let me tell you what happens next. God says to Gideon, "I want you to get an army together." Now, I need an army. So that's sort of year three up to 89. No. Anyone of school age, would you like to come up and join the army? One. This is the Gideon story. You know this story, don't you? Oh, no, you're going that way. Right. Any more volunteers for an army? Do you fancy joining an army, Sam? No, it's not cool, is it? Okay. There's a bit of persuasion going on behind me, so that's all right. Now, actually, you are absolutely perfect for this army. Because you can probably think, hang on, are you army-ish? No, I need you up here. If you're army, you're up here. They're doing something else down there. I want an army that really doesn't look like they want to be an army. Can you do that? Yeah, you can do that quite well, can't you? Because the Midians were huge. Now, those of you who are still able to do so without too much creaking of the joints, could you all stand up and go, "Rah!" That's everybody. Everybody. "Rah!" Yeah, okay, right. Now, that was just the practice run. Were you impressed?
Not really.
They were not impressed. Okay, they don't want to be the army. The reason they don't want to be the army is they're supposed to be scared of you. Hence the rah. Right, would you like to try and impress this lot? That'll take some doing. On the 1, 2, 3, I want you to do that again and go rah. All right, and there's no such thing as too loud. Right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, no, stop it. At least pretend to be impressed. Okay. Anyway, it's quite a long story, and I'm not going to do all of it today because we've got a small enough army as it starts. But you may know, if you do know the story, that actually Gideon was astonished to get something like, I can't remember if it was 3,000 or 30,000. Let's call it 30,000 guys. Yes, it was. It was 30,000 people joined up to this army to fight the Midianites, which he found surprising, seeing as he assumed everybody was as scared as he was. But God said, that's too many. And God reduced the army down and down and down and down until Gideon was just left with a small group of people whose knees were knocking. Can you do knees knocking? Yeah, great. Excellent. And then God said, this is the plan. We'll probably need lights out in a minute, Nigel. So just, there'll be a cue for night fell, ... and then all the lights go out. You never know. So God said to Gideon, this is the plan. This is how we're going to defeat that lot. I want each of you to take a clay jar. This is not even in those days known as a super weapon. And I want to take you to take a burning torch, but I want you to hide it inside the clay jar so that you people can't see it. And I want you to take some trumpets. But you are not to test them yet. And what I want you to do, God said to Gideon, is I want you to take your clay jars with your torches hiding inside so that nobody can see them. And I want you to take the trumpets. And I want you to come with me, says God to Gideon, round the back of the Midianites. So if three of you can go that way round there towards the back, if three of you can go that way round the back, and night fell. And of course, all the Midianites went to sleep. Yes, you mostly are. That's okay. Now, to make this one really work, I do need to prime you in advance as to what I want you to do, because this time round, when they do their dramatic bit, you're not supposed to go rah. You're supposed to go ah. Did you spot the difference? Right? The body language is roughly similar. The sound is supposed to be different. Okay? Now, there isn't room in this church for you to run amok. In other words, run around all over the place. So I'll tell you the end of the story before we even do it, that if we were really acting this one out, you would be running all over the place, trampling all over each other, thinking each other is the enemy, doing whatever people are supposed to do to enemies, which usually ends up most of them dead. And the good guys win. That's the end of the story. But we're going to have a bit of fun in the meantime. Okay? So, you can't turn the heating off easily. We won't even worry about that. I'm thinking, why can I still see so well? So, everyone goes to sleep. Right? Not the army. You ready? Right. Now, this happened because you've only got two hands and you've got several things to do all at once. I think what we'll get you guys to do, this lot are not paying attention because they've all gone to sleep, is you get the torches out. So pivot the brilliant torches out from behind your jars. No, Christine's gone to more trouble than that. No. It's supposed to hinge. It's got a little pin thing in the middle. So you pivot it round. So it pops out. Yes! So it pops out the top. It's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And then turn it the other way up. You want your... That's right. Great. Excellent. This arm is really well trained. It's really good. Well done. So you've got the torches. We're going to pretend this all happens at once. So the rest of you Midianites who can't hear this because you're sound asleep, you're supposed to pretend that in a minute when they all do their trumpets, you suddenly wake up and you see this amazing sight of all these torches in the darkness and this amazing noise going on around, and you suddenly wake up and you go, ah! Baby, all right. Okay. All right, ready? So, one, two, three, and then the army goes, tootle, tootle, whatever, really. One, two, three. Rah! Come on, Yeah, right, okay. Army, come back up. Can we have the lights on, please, Nigel? You need to pay attention to the preacher. Can you turn the lights on? Thank you. Come on, army, come back up the top. Right, we'll have a little debrief on that one. How Gideon was ever scared of the Midianites, I have no idea. No, actually, the Gideon story is fun. But there is a bit of a point to it, isn't there? There are probably times, even at school age, when things feel a bit scary. Maybe people you're a bit scared of at school, maybe, or maybe situations like exams coming up or moving into a new class or something like that. And you think, whoa, well, I don't feel too comfortable about this. I do not feel like a superhero. Grown-ups find that life actually doesn't get simpler, it gets more complicated. Is that right? And so actually, as you get to be a grown-up, and even as you get to be a grandparent, the problems don't change, they just get bigger, usually with more noughts at the end of it. And so actually, most of us don't feel like being superheroes most of the time. And that's the whole point of the Gideon story. God saw Gideon completely differently from how Gideon saw Gideon. And God sees each one of us completely differently from how we see it. Gideon basically told the truth when he said to God, I can't do this. And God says, no, you can't, but I can do it with you. And so if you just like to think for a moment about the things you're facing that make you feel not very superhero-ish, just remember that God is with you in it. Whether we're thinking about bringing up babies, whether we're thinking about stuff that we have to cope with at work or outside, God is on your side and he will do the most amazing things through you. Not for you, but through you. And just one final thing for you to think about in case this applies to maybe just one person here this morning, it might be some more people. It might be that God's plan for what he wants you to do is completely bonkers. And I do have a saying which is not very biblical, but can be. If it's really silly, it might well be God. Quite a lot of examples all through the Bible where the superheroes, so-called, were asked by God to do something that humanly was pretty silly. And it was God doing it because he was saying, I'll do it through you. Guess what? As long as you don't make a huge noise later, you could, suppose you could do it in the worship, couldn't you? You can keep those. All right? Thank you. Listen, let's give them a big clap, shall we? Well done. Off you go. Or you go that way, don't you? Well done.